A devotion for April 2015. Didymus's twin. Dear brothers, I think poor Thomas gets a bum rap. There's not one of the 11 who believed without seeing. Luke reports that not one of them believed the women's eyewitness testimony. None of them packed their bags for Galilee, assured by words alone that the risen Savior would meet them there. Jesus rebuked them all for trouble-filled hearts and doubt-plagued faith. Yet, in John 20, Thomas's skeptical soliloquy plays out in vivid detail. His lips demand tactile confirmation that Jesus' lifeless clay pulsed again with vitality. Bum rap or not, doubting Thomas becomes his title. But why get so defensive about Thomas? Because I am Didymus's long-lost twin. It never ceases to amaze me how many times I can be told of the glorious truth of his resurrection, even preach about it, no less, and still my heart is so quick to be troubled as doubts rise up to challenge faith. That I have a risen Lord who lives and rules eternally renders every fear foolish. From their locked door cowering about Jewish retaliation, to my shameful silence in the face of postmodern scoffers. Yet I fear. How quickly my heart reminds me that I have never seen a dead body revived and clothed in glory. How quickly it accuses me of foolishness for basing my life and eternity on something I have never seen, and so I doubt. How wondrous that makes Jesus' patience. How wondrous that makes Jesus' patience. Rebuke them he does, but he still shows them his hands and his side. Proclaim the blessedness of those won to faith without any crutch of sight. But that doesn't stop him from pulling aside his robe and inviting Thomas to stretch out his hand. In such patience, he deals with me. Just his words alone, echoing in my heart, should be enough. But he does more than justly rebuke my slowness to believe. He wakes me up from my stupor by splashing the water of baptism over me, providing tangible evidence that I've already been buried and risen with him. Yes, I shouldn't need to taste and see that the Lord is good. He has told me so already, and he never lies. Yet he invites me to stretch out my hand and take, eat, and take drink. There he allows me to taste and see that all my doubts and fears are groundless. How wondrous that our risen Lord, who doesn't waste his best strength upbraiding us for littleness of faith, instead he pours his best efforts into upbuilding us, fanning dying embers into a roaring blaze. So he dealt with Thomas. So he deals with Didymus's twin, me. Triplets, you say? Yes, so he deals with you.